I'm reading this from the American Healthcare Association. It is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I don't really talk about this as much on Rubicon now. Back in the day when we started this show 5 years ago, I used to talk about CMS and used to talk about a lot of policy-based stuff. And really, we rebranded the show. This is more healthcare for the culture. I'm trying to help people to get the best of the system. Like I'm trying to let people, especially in the DMV, because we're on Howard University Radio Network, I'm trying to let people know where you can get some free diabetic test strips. I don't really get into the nuances of government policy, but there are a lot of people that listen to this show that are healthcare executives and my colleagues. And that's something that's very important. So I'm reading this article. In May, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, announced a major overhaul of the Risk Adjustment Data Validation Audit Program. Explaining the size, scope, and timeline, CMS conducts annual, and this is called RADV, so the Risk Adjustment Data Validation, RADV, audits to ensure the accuracy of diagnosis codes submitted by MA plans. Diagnosis codes directly impact patient risk scores, which determine CMS risk adjustment payments to Medicare Advantage plans per enrollee. So basically, if you're listening and you don't have a healthcare background, CMS is kind of like the IRS in healthcare. They audit health plans. And so you can personally get audited for your taxes. So you might have a year where you don't file on time, or something's a little suspicious, and you might be able to slide with that. But if the feds are researching and you're driving a BMW 7 Series and you have a speedboat, but on paper you're only making $11,000 a year, something is awry. But historically, the federal government, they pay on really, really sick people because it's a federal program. It's not like commercial insurance where they can say, well, you have a pre-existing condition, we're not going to cover it. So the federal government will make the payment. You could have cancer, diabetes, depression, alcoholism, all sorts of issues going on. They will pay 3-4 times the typical premium. But you have to be able to prove in your medical documentation, if you're a payer, that the documentation is accurate. And this administration, I've talked about President Trump to start today's show. And I've talked in the past about Dr. Oz and RFK. I don't necessarily agree with everything that they're doing, but I do agree with this. They have to trim costs because healthcare is 17-18% of GDP, which is not sustainable. So in the old days, you would get audited as a payer for something that happened 5-6 years ago. Now they're auditing. They're basically saying, we're doing 5 years of audits now. We want it all now. And health plans have to prepare. Now, an article is very interesting because they say they're bringing in more coders and more people to manage the audits, but they're using artificial intelligence. I think that artificial intelligence is the final frontier for risk adjustment and star ratings as well. How can you automate this? How can you make it more lean and efficient? And I know that AI, you know, healthcare is very interesting because of interpretation. One doctor might say that you have this condition. Another doctor across the street might say, well, you don't have this condition yet. You're on your way. You really don't know. And that's why they call it practicing medicine. But the reason I bring it up, because it's very important on multiple angles. From a budgetary standpoint, I'm encouraging people listening to the show to understand how risk adjustment and star ratings and things like that, they impact your ability to get the best offering in annual enrollment, which is coming up in the fall. So plans that are really successful, that have good star ratings, that manage their risk adjustment well, and they're not being audited and owing millions and millions and tens, hundreds of millions, maybe even billions for some of the bigger payers. Plans that manage these things proficiently, they're going to be in a better position to offer you, the listener to this show, benefits. So I'm encouraging people to get involved and have a little bit more of an understanding of these audits that are coming, because they're very important for you in the fall. If you're looking to switch to a new plan, and we're going to talk a lot about annual enrollment this fall. If you're looking to switch to a new plan, or you're aging into Medicare and you have questions, and there's interest there, first and foremost, call into the show, because we will be taking a lot of calls in the fall and annual enrollment. Call us 202-977-7797. Give us a call, because we want to break down these things. And like I said, this is healthcare for the culture. We want to help people to get the best possible benefits. But just understanding, I always tell people, get educated, get informed. Understand what the star rating is for your plan. Understand they're on a scale of 1 to 5. So high performing plans, understand what the benefits are. And those that have more financial resources that manage these audits that I was discussing properly, they're going to have more money to put into your benefits. You want to be at a plan that has zero copay for insulin if you're a diabetic. And you want to be able to get to the best oncologist if you have a history of cancer, or the best nephrologist if you're dealing with renal failure, or the best cardiologist. Sirius XM Channel 141, healthcare for the culture.
When buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
This is James Lewis, host of The Rubicon. If you or a loved one is aging into Medicare or have questions about enrollment in a local Medicaid or Affordable Care Act plan, please comment on any of our segments on Lance J Plus, hosted by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. You can also follow Paragon 7 Studios on Instagram and direct message us with all of your questions about the best benefit packages for your family, budget, and the management of chronic conditions. Healthcare for the culture.
James Lewis.
I decided this show is focused on me curating. It's to have talented people on. Like you, there is no one person that can have a monologue healthcare show that really supports the culture.
Right.
You got to have men, you got to have women, you got people from the LGBT community.
Yeah.
You
got to
have
perspectives.
Different perspectives, married people, single people. And you just have to have a robust type of discussion. So yeah. Janelle is the star. I just want to make that. Janelle is the star of the Rubicon. I'm only here to facilitate.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon.